peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我姐妹说我要多笑一下。
So my wife said I should smile more.
我们感谢主有这个机会跟弟兄姐妹的交通。
So I thank the Lord for giving me this opportunity to share with you.
我们知道 谢谢主在给我们有机会能够一起唱诗歌来赞美他。
I thank the Lord for giving us the opportunity to sing hymns and praise him.
我们也相信有，我们也知道有那么一天，盼望有那么一天，也知道有那么一天，我们要整日的来赞美他。
And we hope for, and we for we know there is one day when we will be praising him forever and ever.
诗歌是说，耶稣是我的，我有把握。
And the hymn says that Jesus is mine, for I am assured.
有那么一天，我们也可以说，我是基督的，我有把握。
And there will be one day when we can say that, for I belong to Christ and I am assured.
好吧，我们在一起在那个写个祷告。
But let us bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们谢谢你这么的爱我们。
Lord, we thank you for loving us so much.
实在不是我们爱你，是你先爱我们。
It's not that we love you, but rather you loved us first.
主，因着你是蛮有慈爱的主，我们就求你继续与我们同在。For
you are a gracious God that we ask for your presence.
用你的灵继续帮助我们。May
your spirit continue to help us.
主亲自对我们说话。May
you speak to us personally.
帮助我们在爱中彼此的建造。And
may we help to edify each other in your love.
满有基督长成的身量。And
may we grow up and mature in you.
主，你找到在世上找到一批。
For you're looking for a people who is after your own heart. And no matter what you ask us to do, we will follow. And we look to you.
奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In the holy name of our Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 谢谢主在弟兄姐妹在主里面的爱心。
I want to thank for all the love and the caring that brothers and sisters have shown me in the Lord.
因为弟兄姐妹的爱心和关心，让我更有点恐惧战惊在神的面前。
For your love caused me to be a tremble a little before the Lord.
就怕辜负了弟兄姐妹的爱心。
Lest I do not live to you know, lest I don't take advantage of your love.
辜负了主对我。
Lest I forget God's blessing.
今天本来应该是朱弟兄的交通时间。
Today was supposed to be Brother Chu's sharing.
因为有些弟兄姐妹到稍息休息，所以上礼拜有弟兄问我可不可以有点交通。
So because he's going to South Jersey this week, so someone a brother asked me if I could share this week.
所以在主恩典里面，我可以在这里跟弟兄姐妹一点的交通。
So in his blessing, I can share with you today.
我想就我的身体来讲好了。
So I can start with my health, for example.
六年多以前，就是身体发现有癌症的问题。
So 6 years ago, I was diagnosed with cancer.
那个癌症的名字叫做胰脏神经内分泌肿瘤，在缩写就是 PNET.
Okay, so the the abbreviation is PNET. That's a type of cancer.
就跟那个 Steven Jobs 就是微软的前任总裁是同样的一个类型。
So it was Steve Jobs is a similar type of cancer. I think it's pancreatic, some type of pancreatic cancer.
我的医生说 Steven Jobs 他有机会可以医疗好，但是他失去了机会，因为他所相信的不对。
So my doctor told me that Steve Jobs could have been cured, but he lost the opportunity.
Because what he loved is wrong. What he believed is wrong.
Because he had different belief.
PNET 大约有人说，调查在100万个里面，大概只有5个人有这个问题。
So out of a million people, about 5 people is diagnosed with this.
他的问题是出在基因的突变。
It's caused by genetic mutation.
好，人体里面目前知道大概有22,000个基因。
So in the human chromosome, there's about 22,000 different genes.
在有一天，在一个外力或内力的状况，这个基因就突变。
So, you know,
其中一个基因就突变,
one of the genes is mutated.
它不符神在身体中的规律, 它就自己突变为另外一个特别的细胞, 就一直长大。
And it didn't follow the order of God that God has put into the human body, and then it basically just started growing uncontrollably.
到大到一个地步, 就在身体中产生了, 疾病,
and to a point where it becomes a physical, becomes an illness.
它就好像一棵树一样, 长得就好像一棵树一样,
so it's like a tree.
那树, 那当然就希望能够把它治疗, 根治, 把它除掉,
so you will probably want to trim the, and trim the tree.
所以有一个治疗就是, 用放射性治疗, 到它根部, 把它根, 把它, 堵塞, 它就没有, 不能够吸取养分。
So one of the treatments is chemotherapy, where it goes to the root of the problem so that it prevents itself from receiving oxygen.
所以那个根部死掉以后, 它上面的树枝的部分也就慢慢就会死掉。
So once if the root dies, then the branches and the leaves will die off eventually.
但是它发生的另外一个问题就是, 你树枝有的时候你死掉的时候, 别的细胞会把那个死掉的 peanut 吃下去以后, 反而产生了副作用。
So when the branches dies off, some of the other cell might consume this the dead cells and cause some other side effects.
或者树根死掉, 树枝就另外成立另外一棵树, 又在继续长。
Or when the root dies, then the branches falls off and propagates into another tree and continues to grow.
所以我们在治疗过程里面就必有时候因为这样子的关系就又更要住医院。
So in the therapy process, this is something that be concerned with.
这就让我想到，在我们的生活里面，常常我们觉得一个小的，好像一个小树干或小树枝的成长没有关系。
So this leads us to, you know, look at our life. Sometimes we may not care about some small branches or small things that are growing.
所以，但是当要治疗它的时候，我们以为把树干、树根拔掉就没有问题。
Maybe we feel that if we just pull out the root, we'll be fine.
这样没有想到那个树枝的部分反而造成另外一个问题。
I'm realizing that the branches can cause some other problems.
我女儿现在两个女儿都上大学。
So both my daughters are in college now.
都离开家,
and they're not living at home anymore.
他们有时候回来，我们就会一直聊天。
So sometimes they'll come back home and we'll chat.
记得有一次他们谈到说我小时候，他们小时候的时候，我怎么样骂他们。
And so one time we were talking about how I yelled at them when they were younger.
还可以模仿我怎么骂他们的语气、跟我的声调还有内容。
And then they can imitate how I yelled at them, whether it's the words or the attitude.
所以我们笑的，我们就很高兴在那里笑。
So we had a lot of laughs, you know, just discussing this.
事实上我心里面非常难过。
But it caused me to be very sad.
虽然我跟他们说对不起，我不是故意的。
Although I said to them that I'm sorry, it wasn't intentional.
但是我知道这个事情在他们心里面，一辈子里面都是一个。 做父亲的失败,
but unfortunately, this is something that will be a failure of the father that will impact in their life.
我希望在神的怜悯，在神的爱里面，这个失败不会传到下一代。
But I hope in God's love that this type of failure will not propagate till the next generation.
我想我们在身体里面也是这样子。
So I think our body is similar.
我们要非常的小心我们所做的、所想的、所开始的一个事情。
We need to be very careful about our thoughts, the things we start off.
尤其我们做父母亲的,
especially as parents.
我们的所行所言造成了那个原因的起源。
Our action and our words and those things become a starting point.
后来这个肿瘤另外还有一个特性,
so this tumor has another characteristic.
它一直长大，它只长大，一直吃养分，然后一直长大，它不听身体的支配，头的支配。
So it continues to grow and continues to consume oxygen. It does not listens to the commands of the body.
他和其他的肢体没有交通，他没有那个生理的循环系统。
It is disconnected from the other members of the body and does not have a regular circulatory.
所以它就一直长，一直长。
So it continues to grow and grow.
没有办法阻挡它。
And there is no way to control it.
后来我就到瑞士接受了放射性治疗。
So I went to Switzerland to receive radioactive treatment.
我们就用这个它这个不听指挥一直长大的这个特性，没有循环系统的特性来治疗它。
And they try to treat it for these very characteristics.
用放射性治疗，用放射性药物就到身体里面。
Using radioactive or it was basically went into the body.
后来他这个肿瘤就把这个放射性的药物吃下去。
And the tumor took in the treatment.
然后就吃下去以后，它没有循环系统，所以它排泄不出去。
So because it doesn't have a circulatory process, so it basically consumed what was unable to reject the medication.
所以理论上它整棵树就死掉，从头从根部一直到树枝的尖端通通都死掉。
In theory, the whole tumor died from the root and all the way to the branches.
所以那次治疗回来以后 ，MRI 看没有任何的黑点。
So after this treatment, we took an MRI and there were no tumors anymore.
啊，实际上还是有那么一点点，它在继续长。
But maybe there were some very small spots that were still growing.
后来大约一般的疗效大概两年半，所以在今年七月又到瑞士再做一次的治疗。
So the effectiveness was about two and a half years. So this in July went to Switzerland to get another treatment.
但是这次的治疗是完全没有效用。
But this time it was not effective at all.
不但没有效用，而且产生很多的副作用。
But not only so, it caused a lot of side effects.
后来我跟我姐妹就在那里检讨，在主面前，我们一起在思考到底问题出在哪里。
So I talked to my wife and said, where exactly? I was trying to meditate on where the problem was.
在医学上来讲，就是因为这个肿瘤它已经有抗药性，它不再接受这方面的药物。
Medically speaking, this tumor has started to reject the treatment.
所以它继续长。
So it continued to grow.
所以经过治疗以后反而继续长。
So after the treatment, then it continued to grow.
我跟我姐妹在主面前反省，我们都觉得事实上问题是出在我们本身的对主的依靠性不够，我们不够依赖他。
So we came before the Lord and we realized that it's not because we don't trust Him enough.
我们在神的话语上面也并没有很好的追求。
We haven't really sought after Him in His Word.
所以这次治疗是完全没有效果。
So this time the treatment was ineffective at all.
我在主面前也在那里思考，在那里等候看主到底怎么说。
So we came before him and came before the Lord and tried.
所以箴言书四章二十节、二十二节，主给我了这句话。
So in Proverbs, Chapter 4, verse 22.
四章二十，二十二节，主把这句话赏给我，他说：“因为得着他的，就得了生命，又得了医全体的荣耀良药。”
For they are life to those who find them, and health to a man's whole body.
在这里是讲到医身体的良药，就是这个神的话可以治疗我们全身。
So here is referring to the word of God and it's saying that it can be a health to our entire body.
当我在读到这句话的时候，我所看到的英文是 heal our body, soul and spirit, 就是会医疗我们的灵魂体。
But then it talks about the healing of the soul and the body.
所以我当得到这句话的时候，我知道我的问题出在哪里。
So once I read this passage, this verse, I realized where the problem is.
因为我失去了主的话，我的灵魂体就失去了那个治疗。
So once I don't have his word, then my soul body and loses his trip.
后来我再回去再找这句话，各个版本没有提到灵魂体。
So when I try to go back and try to look for, I couldn't find verses that talks about the soul and the body.
现在就讲到我们全部整个身体的治疗。
But it speaks of the treatment of the whole body.
所以我们看见，让我思考到我们的身体真的是需要主的话来帮助我们，刚强我们。
So our body really needs His word to strengthen us.
我们需要听主他自己的话语。We
need to hear His own word.
我们需要顺服在神的安排之下。We
need to submit ourselves to His guidance.
如果我们用着我们自己的想法，要想在其中成立自己的那个，照着自己的所想的去做。If
we want to do things according to our own will,
我们就造成了身体的困难。
And we cause some challenges.
所以我们在身体中实在必须要彼此的相顾。
So we need to care for each other.
保养顾惜。
And to care for the health.
就好像在以弗所书5章里面说的。
Just like in Ephesians chapter 5.
章二十九节， 他说。
Chapter 5 verse 29.
基督带教会是如何的？二十九节，从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总要保养顾惜，正如基督带教会说的。After
all, no one ever hated their own body, but they feed and care for their body just as Christ does the church.
当然，这里也有提到我们丈夫爱着妻子，妻子顺服丈夫。But
of course, here also speaks of the wife, the husband loving the wife, and the wife loving the husband.
实在在整个身在。 基督的身体教会里面，我们也是如此。And
in the body of Christ, it is likewise.
我想癌症的治疗其实上没错，药物上可以做帮助，其实是身体本身的免疫力、你的健康性才可以真正的治疗这个疾病。Although
medically there's treatments to treat cancer, but it's really your immune system that ultimately treats it.
所以我们也劝弟兄姐妹也。 我们彼此的勉励，在身体上面，我们个人的身体，在教会的主的身体里面，我们保养顾惜。And
so we ask that we encourage one another, and in our health, and also in the church.
尤其是年轻的弟兄姐妹，especially
younger brothers and sisters.
在这个世代里面，你们的身体需要你们自己能够好好照顾。And
you need to look after your own body.
让神可以用着你们在神的国度里面有那个功用。So
God can use you in His kingdom.
让我在主面前思考，到底我们该交通什么时候？交通的什么的时候？So
when I was considering what to share today.
主把提摩太前书。
So God gave me First Timothy
第六章
chapter 6 11 to 12.
那这是我今天主要要交通的部分。
So this is basically the focus of my sharing today.
他说：“但你这属上帝的人，要逃避这些事，遵求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。你要为真道打那美好的仗，持定永生。你为此被召，也在许多见证人面前已经做了那美好的见证。”But
you man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
要为真道打那美好的仗。
To fight the good fight for the faith.
上礼拜孙弟兄到我们中间也有，为我们有分享神的话语。
And this is last week's our brother Sun also shared his word.
我在主面前想说，我是不是应该要换题目？
So I thought, should I change the topic?
但实在也没有别的话。
But I don't have any other things that I wanted to share.
所以还是要请弟兄姐妹能够真正再去听孙弟兄的教统。
So I really want to encourage brothers and sisters to listen to Brother Sun's message.
所以我在这里也就是交通一点个人的想法。
So here I want to share a bit more about my personal thoughts.
他这里告诉我们说我们要为真理打那美好的仗。
So here it says that we need to fight the good fight of the faith.
当我们一信主以后我们就进入那个身体里面。
Once we came to know the Lord, we enter into that body.
没有人可以跑得掉。
No one can escape from that.
如果说我们不认识我们在基督的身体里面我们的信主那可能只是外面的一部分。
If we do not recognize that we are in the body of Christ, then perhaps our faith is external.
我们要看见神的心意在教会中能够彰显出来。
We can see that God's will is expressed in His church.
所以我们信主就在这个身体的里面。
So when we trust in Him, we are in this body.
我们身体在属灵的征战里面，我们知道就只有两个。只有两个国度，一个是属神的，一个属魔鬼的。
So in the spiritual struggle, there are really two kingdoms. One is of God and one is of Satan.
我们没有办法为主打什么仗，因为主已经得胜了。
We cannot really fight any battles for Him, for He has already overcome.
我们所有的不过是那个持守主所给我们，保有那个主所给我们的。
But all we can do is guard and to hold on to what He has given to us.
然后借着主的工作，有更多。主所要所拣选的人能够进入他的国度里。
And also through his work by to help others come into his kingdom.
提摩太前书后书是一本书，是保罗对年轻的提摩太弟兄说的。
So 1 Timothy was a letter Paul wrote to Timothy when he was young.
他目的乃在于要告诉提摩太怎么在教会中要怎么行。
The purpose was to show Timothy what to do in church.
就好像他在里面，在他的提摩太前书里面提到的，当要告诉提摩太在教会中怎么行。
So Paul was sharing with Timothy some instructions on regarding the church.
我们每一个人，每一个信主的弟兄姐妹，我们有时候是说，我们的需要去帮助一个弟兄姐妹，好像变成我们是保罗，然后找一个提摩太。
So when we say we help other brothers and sisters, it's as if sometimes we feel like we're Paul and we're looking for a Timothy.
所以我们就会说哦，一个弟兄姐妹要带一个弟兄姐妹，一个弟兄姐妹带一个弟兄姐妹。
We often say one brother can lead another one, and and so forth.
而在我感觉里面，我们不但是如此，我们更需要有一个保罗来帮助我们。
Not only so, but we also need a Paul to help us.
尤其是。当我们信主久了，或者我们年长的弟兄姐妹，我们更需要有保罗来提醒我们。
Especially when we mature in the Lord, or we're older brothers and sisters in the Lord, especially then do we need a Paul to help us.
要不然我们常常就是倚老卖老，我们以为我们已经成熟。
Or sometimes we just feel that we're mature enough in the Lord.
我们实在需要常常有一个提摩太的心智，我们愿意顺服，我们愿意接受弟兄姐妹的。提醒和教导和帮助。
So, but we need to have a heart like Timothy to be willing to listen and to obey and follow the teachings of brothers and sisters.
那对于年轻的弟兄姐妹
，So to the younger brothers and sisters,
我们当然要就好像保罗提醒提摩太说的，你们要知道你们是跟谁学的。提摩太后书三章十四节。
So just as Paul said to Timothy that that you need to chapter 3, 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 14, but and continue what you learned because you know those from whom you learned it.
所以当我们在跟弟兄姐妹有榜样在我们中间的时候，我们必须要清楚我们是跟学的榜样是跟学谁学的。
When we have an example in front of us, we need to be aware of who is this example and who we're learning it from.
我们是不是越因着这个榜样，我们越来越靠近神？因着这个榜样，我们在身体里面的功用能够达到目的。
So through this example, are we do we come to know the Lord more, or are we being more useful in His body?
所以没有一个人是孤单的。
So none of us are alone.
刚信主弟兄姐妹可以成为其他弟兄姐妹的帮助。
Even those brothers and sisters who just came to know the Lord can be help to other brothers and sisters.
年纪小的弟兄姐妹可以成为年纪大的弟兄姐妹的帮助。
And the young brothers and sisters can be of help to those who are older.
我们在彼此建造上，身体就这样子慢慢的成长起来。
And as we continue to edify one another, this is how the body of Christ gets built.
你知道我们是什么样的身份吗？
Do you know what our position is?
在希伯来书三章一节里面。
In Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1.
他说我们是同盟天召的圣洁弟兄。
So he says that we are, for we are holy, we're holy brothers and sisters who are sharing the heavenly calling.
从天上所呼召的，天上来的呼召。
So we have a heavenly calling.
成为圣洁。
And to be holy.
圣洁就是分开来，从世界中分开来归给神的。
To be holy means to be separate from the world but belong to God.
我们每一个人都是，每一个信主的弟兄姐妹都是。
And every one of us are, every brother and sister is holy.
所以我们乃是一起。
For we are all together.
承受那天的呼召，从上天来的呼召。
To receive, to share in that heavenly calling.
在提摩太后书一章九节里面。
In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9.
他说我们是同盟圣召，神救了我们，以圣召召我们。
And for it says that he has saved us and called us to a holy life.
不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古之先在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
Not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace, this grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time.
神在万古以先就赐给我们。
Even before the beginning of time, this was given to us.
我们还没有生以前，主就已经预定了。
Even before the day that we were born, this was destined.
弟兄姐妹，这是何等大的呼召。
How great this calling is.
在这个呼召里面，我们成为一个身体。
And in this calling, we become part of this body.
我们一起的长大
，and we grow together，
一起健康的长大
，we grow together in health。
我们长成主的身形象，长出得有主耶稣基督的身量
，we mature into His image and。
所以主在我们身上，主在我们的中间，也看见了主耶稣他儿子的那个形象
，and God looking upon us also see the image of His Son。
我们就可以为主的在主的国度里面为主站立得住。
And in this way, we can stand firm in His kingdom.
我想这里提到，他说我们要为真理打那美好的仗。
And here also talks about that we need to fight the good fight for truth.
那这在世界上的当兵，我以前当过兵，我的情况是这个样子：一进到军营里面，第一件事情全部剪小皮头。所有的衣服全部脱下来，鞋子脱下来，换成政府所给的衣服。
So I was in the army before, and when you again join the army, the first thing they do is they shave your head, and you have to they cut your hair, and basically you have to dress, leave behind all your clothing and dress in the government issued gear.
所以120个人站在一起的时候，都除了高矮胖瘦以外，都每个人看起来都差不多。
So about 120 people when they're all standing there.Aside from the fact that some are tall, some are short, and some are chubby and skinny and so forth, there's nothing else that's different about them.
如果说我们真的把头发都剃光的话，大家看起来都差不多。
If we all shave our head, we probably look very similar.
这是世界上的做法。
And this is the way of the world.
在神的计划里面。
In God's plan.
神乃是一点一滴，每一天把我们慢慢的去雕塑，慢慢的改变。
He changes us day by day, little by little.
神用着很多的事情在那里雕塑我们。
He uses many different things to mold us.
然后我们每个人就成为一个样子，就是成为他自己的独生爱子，耶稣基督的样式。
And then we're molded into the image of His beloved Son, His our Lord Jesus.
所以我们就成为主的精兵。
And then we become His soldier.
我想在保罗的书信里面有提到两个弟兄，是他说是跟他一同当兵的。
So Paul in his letters he mentioned two brothers who were also soldiers with him.
一个是在腓利门一章二节里面，他提到了腓利门一章二节里面，他提到了一个弟兄叫雅基布，这是和他一同当兵的。
The first brother was mentioned in Philemon and it was Archippus.
然后在哥罗西书四章十七节里面，他提到了他如何要提醒他要谨慎，在四章。
In Colossians chapter 4 verse 17.
他说要对亚基布说，务要谨慎，尽你从主所受的职分。
And Paul says to Archippus, tell Archippus, see to it that you complete the ministry you have received in the Lord.
所以一个当兵的人，他有一个职分在当兵的人身上。
So there's a responsibility for someone who is a soldier.
需要谨慎。
They need to be watchful.
而另外一个弟兄乃是在腓立比书二章二十八节。
The other brothers is in Philippians chapter 2 verse 28.
二十五节。
25.
他提到以巴佛提和保罗一同当兵。
And this brother is Epaphroditus, who was also a soldier with Paul.
那以巴佛提他乃是在腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹差派去安慰保罗的一位弟兄。
Someone who was sent by the Philippian church to help Paul, to care for him.
所以以巴佛提他有一个职分，乃是在好像做那个供给的工作，供给的职分。
His responsibility is to move forward to attack.
好像在那里做后背，在后面来支持他的。
As if it's sorry, his role is to help and to supporting role.
所以这个也是一同当兵的职分。
So this is something also that a soldier must do.
那我们看到他说对提摩太说的，你要为真理打那美好的仗。
And he said to Timothy that you need to fight the good fight for truth.
而且这句话如果我们看英文或者其他版本的话，它的意思上有一点不太一样。
So if we look at the different versions in English, the meaning is slightly different.
他意思是，他说，在那个真理的战争里面，我们要去打那美好的仗。
So some says that in the faith, in the battle for faith, we need to fight the good fight.
真理。
Sorry, truth.
主耶稣基督他就是真理。
Our Lord Jesus, He is truth.
这没有人可以加增或减少。
There's nothing that any man can take away or add to.
所以真理它并不是一个目标，我们要去为着这个目标去打仗。
Truth is not a goal that we need to fight to get to that goal.
好像我们为小孩子，我们小孩子，我们说哦，我们为了小孩子的，为了我们的生活，我们要工作。
For example, we for our lives, for sustenance, we need to work.
为了小孩子，我们要做这个，要做那个。
For our children, we need to do this and do that.
为了我们亲爱的配偶，我们要做这个，要做那个。
For our spouse, we need to do this and do that.
我想，但是在这里的意思上，它并不是讲真理是一个我们要为着它去打，乃是指说在信心的战争里面，我们乃是打那个信心的战争。去持守那信心的战争。
So truth is not something we need to fight for, but rather we need to fight for faith. That is the battle we need to fight.
当我们一信主的时候，听到主的话，我们接受了主的话，我们相信了主的话，这个时候我们就进入那个信心的战争里面。
When we hear His word, we acknowledge His word, accept His word. At this point in time, we enter into that battle.
我们的工作
，our work，
我们的学业
，our studies。
我们的买房子
buying a house,
或者你买车子
or even buying a car,
甚至你停要开车停车都是在一个信心的生活里面。
Even parking your car, that is also part of the faith in our life.
当然我们可以用着我们自己的方法或想法，我们从来没想过说这是关于我们的信心和信心有关系。
We never thought how these things actually relate to our faith. I mean, we can all certainly do our own way.
所以我们常常就用我们自己的方法去做。
So oftentimes we just go about doing things our own way.
怎么样建立我的家庭？我必须找一个妻子，而跟她结婚，然后要生小孩，然后要买房子，要找工作。我们以为这个生活是非常的理所当然。
So how do I start a family? I need to find a spouse. We need to get married. We need to have children. Then we need to buy a house, and so on and so on. We feel that these things are just such natural happens naturally.
是的，是可以就这样子， 就完成了。
Yes, these things can happen naturally and complete in such a way.
不是跟我们信主不信主不见得会有关系。
But it doesn't really seem to relate at all to whether or not we trust in our Lord.
但是当我们信主以后，这一切的事情都在于那个信心的功课里面。
But after we trust in Him, all of these things are within that lesson of faith.
我们读书明天要考试。
We need to study because we have exam tomorrow.
常常我们没有准备得很好。
Sometimes we don't prepare ourselves well.
或者我们准备得很好。
Or if we're well prepared.
但是明天一定会考得好吗？
But does it mean that we will get a good score tomorrow?
我们所依靠的是什么？
Who do we rely on?
我们依靠我们的准备吗？
Are we relying on our preparation?
还是依靠 老师的帮助,
are we relying on the help of the teacher?
当然这些都很重要,
but of course, all of these things are very important.
但是我们是不是把我们的信心抛锚在主耶稣的基督的身上?
But have we cast our faith in our Lord Jesus?
这是一个信心的征战,
and this is a struggle of faith.
我们要找工作,
when we're looking for a job,
别人丢resume, 我们也丢,
other people send out a lot of resumes, and we do the same.
我们也做的事情跟别人是一样,
and we do the same type of work.
但是我们的工作从哪里来?
But where do our work come from?
我们的心里的平安在哪里?
Where do we get peace? Where do we receive peace?
我们那个信心的锚是不是抛在主耶稣的身，主耶稣那里?
Do we cast our faith in our Lord Jesus?
我们的婚姻,
our marriage,
是不是抛锚在主耶稣的那里?
Do we cast our put our marriage in the Lord as well?
我们甚至于我们去买东西，是不是都对主有信心?
Even when we are purchasing things, so do we have faith in Him?
我就经历过，有一天晚上，主耶稣叫我去买一个柜子。
I remember one day the Lord told me to go buy a cabinet.
虽然我已经想了很久，我们家需要一个柜子。
So I thought about it for a very long time that I need this cabinet.
有时候就是比较懒，但是就是没感觉说应该去买。
So I always remember this, but just didn't feel like buying this cabinet.
但是有一天晚上，主耶稣叫我去买，
but one day the Lord said,
就有那个感动， 就感觉好像我应该去买。
So I just had this feeling that as if I should go and buy it.
所以我就跑到 Home Depot 去，
so I went to Home Depot.
然后就在那里看啊看啊， 有一个柜子已经拼装好了，
and there were some pre-assembled cabinets.
而且半价又半价，
and a lot of them were half price and 50% off 50%.
所以从那一次的功课，我学到买东西也是要在主的信心里面。
So from that point, I learned that even when you're buying things, you should also live that through faith.
在提摩太前书里面，
in 1 Timothy,
提到了信或者是信心，提到了总共大概提到了19次。
So regarding to believe or regarding the word faith, it's in 1 Timothy referred to about 19 times.
但有一些在信心里面，它是用真道，用中文里面用真道来解释，来翻译成真道这样的字。事实上，在英文，在原文是指信心。
Some of these instances in the Chinese was translated as the way of truth.
我想跟弟兄姐妹稍微捋一下，稍微看一下这十有十个地方，在圣经里面，它是用真理、真道或真理，但事实上它是只着信心的说的。
So in these 10 places that it was in Chinese it says that regarding truth, but it's really referring to faith. So let us take a look at that.
所以前书二章四节，
chapter 2 verse 4 is the first place.
他说， 他愿意万人得救，明白真道，这个是指着真道。
Who wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth?
二章七节，
2:7，
他说教导他们相信学习真道，这个也是指着真道，是指着就好像主耶稣说我是道路真理生命的那个真理。
And for this purpose, I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I am telling the truth. So this is also similar to the Lord says that He is the way, the life, and the truth.
3章15节,
so and also chapter 15, chapter 3, verse 15.
神的教会是真理的柱石和根基。
It says that the church is a pillar and the foundation of truth.
这也是讲着真理。
This is also referring to truth.
4章3节,
chapter 4, verse 3.
讲到他们禁戒禁止嫁娶又禁戒食物, 都就是神所造, 叫那信而明白真道的人。
They forbid people to marry and order them to abstain from certain foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and who know the truth.
这个是指着真理, 这是 the truth, 真理。
This also refers to the truth.
6章5节,
chapter 6, verse 5.
并那坏了心术失上真理之人的争辩, 这个也是指着真理。
Who have robbed in constant friction between men of corrupt mind who have been robbed of the truth. This is also referring to truth.
原谅我接着就是十次在提摩太前书里面提到的真道或真理实际上是指着信心说的。
So basically these 10 times I was referring to the truth or the way of truth is really speaking of our faith.
1章19节里面,
Chapter 1 verse 19.
纯信心和无愧的良心，有人离丢弃良心，就在信心上如同船破坏了一样。
Holding on to faith and a good conscience, some have rejected these and so have shipwrecked their faith.
所以这个信心是跟良心有关系的。So
our faith is related to a conscience.
如果我们的良心有亏欠，我们的信心就好像漏了一个洞了的一条船一样，慢慢就失去了那个。
If our conscience is lacking, then we would be like a ship that's slowly wrecked.
3章9节说，要存清洁的心，固守信心的奥秘。
Chapter 3, verse 9, they must keep hold of the deep truth of the faith with a clear conscience.
这讲真道的奥秘，虽然讲说信心的奥秘。
This speaks of the truth regarding truth, but also faith.
所以信心它有它的奥秘，当然就是指着我们可能不太清楚，但是我们知道，在我们心里面有那个很深很深的那个真理在。The
mystery of faith is really referring to a deep truth in our heart.
3章13节
Chapter 3 verse 13
他说因为善做执事的自己就得到美好的地步，并且在基督耶稣里的信心上大有长胆量。
Those who have served well gain an excellent standing and great assurance in their faith in Christ Jesus.
所以告诉我们在教会中服事的时候，如果我们善于，我们真正知道怎么做执事或者怎么样服事，我们的信心上就慢慢的增加。如果我们有亏欠，我们的信心就慢慢的减少。
So basically in our service in the Lord, if we serve Him well, then our faith will continue to grow, but if otherwise we would our faith would decrease.
4章1节说圣灵明说在后来的时候必有人离弃信心听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
Chapter 4 verse 1, the Spirit clearly says that in later times some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons.
所以今年我们的生活乃是在信心的生活里面。And
so today our life is in faith.
我们就不敢照着我们想要做的去做。So
and we're afraid to do according to however we want.
如果没有主的话，如果我们的信心不是因着主的话，这个信心就容易这个生活里面就会产生的一些的困难。
If our faith is not in the Lord, then in our life there will be some difficulties.
4章6节里面,
Chapter 4, verse 6.
他说在真道的话语和你的向来所服从的善道上得了教育。
Brought up in the truth of the faith and of the good teaching that you have followed.
所以我们的信心乃是有神的话在我们中间。
So our faith is also having His word amongst us.
5章8节里面,
chapter 5, verse 8.
人若不看顾亲属，就是背了信心，或者背了真道，就是背了信心，比不信的人还不好。不看顾自己家里的人，更是如此。
If anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
信心的生活里面不应该有离婚的事情。
So in the life of faith, there is no divorce.
或者有那个不照顾 父母亲的事情。
Or to not care for the parents.
要不然那就比不信的人更糟糕。
So that would be even worse than the unbelievers.
五章十二节，他指着那些年轻的寡妇，他要嫁人，或者说他违背了，就是五章十二节说，他们被定罪是因废弃了当初所许的愿，或说当初所许的第一个信。
Chapter 5 verse 12. Thus they bring judgment on themselves because they have broken their first pledge.
六章十节。
Chapter 6 verse 10.
贪财是万恶之根，有人贪念钱财，就被引诱离了信心，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with.
我想这是我们生活中非常实际的一个问题。
I think these are very practical questions in our life.
我们的赚钱是靠着我们的信心，还是靠着我们自己的力量？
Do we make a living according to our faith or by our own abilities?
我们是贪念钱财，还是我们要使用钱财？
Do we seek after money or are we just using money?
在六章十二节，他说你要为真道打那美好的仗。这个真道就是你要在信心的战争里面能够打那信心的战争，美好的打那信心的战争。
In chapter 6 verse 12 it says fight the good fight of the faith. So in faith we fight this good fight.
最后一个在六章二十一节。
And lastly in chapter 6 verse 21.
提摩太啊，你要保守所托付你的，躲避世俗的虚谈和那敌真道似是而非的真学问，因为有人自称有这学问，就偏离了信心。愿恩惠常与你同在。
Timothy guarded what has been entrusted to your care. Turn away from godless chatter and opposing ideas of what is falsely called knowledge, which some have professed, and in so doing have wandered from the faith. Grace be with you.
我们今天就是在那末世的时代里面。
So today we're in the end times.
我们有许多好像对又好像不对的说法。
There are a lot of teachings that some are right and some are not so right.
因为人越来越聪明。
Because man continues to be more knowledgeable.
像跟那些 teenage 讲，他们的圣经知识已经超过了我们，他常常可以解释得非常的好。
And just talking to the teenagers, they know a lot about the Bible. They can explain a lot of things as good, if not better than us.
但是信心在哪里？
But where is the faith?
有时候他们的解释那种好像对又好像不对，有时候我自己都被他搞糊涂。
And sometimes their explanation seems right, maybe just almost there.
所以我就必须要再回到主的话里面。去找到底主耶稣是怎么说。
So I often need to return to the Word of God and to see exactly what the Lord speaks to us about.
圣灵是怎么说
？Exactly what the Spirit says.
要不然我真的就飘来飘去的，不知道往哪里去。
Lest we just wander left and right and not knowing where we're going.
我们再看这个提摩太这个人。
So if we take a look at Timothy, this individual.
他年轻，他大约。弟兄说大概四十岁左右。
He's around 40 years old.
他但是有一点点的胆怯，好像不够刚强。
He's a bit timid, not as brave.
他有爱心，也有热心。
He has love and has a lot of passion.
他心也蛮柔软，因为他会相信人家所说的话。
And his heart is gentle and he would trust others.
他身体也不太好的样子，所以。保罗叫他稍微可以喝一点酒，一点点的酒。
And physically he may not be as strong either, and that's why health-wise, and that's why Paul says he can drink a little wine.
但是他有两个地方，我觉得是非常的可以让我们能够提醒我们的地方。
But there are several things that are reminders to us.
一个是在提摩太后书的三章十四节，就是他对圣经、对神的话。非常有愿意顺服学习，而且能够明白，而且记在心里面。
One thing is in chapter 3 verse 14 is he can remember and knows and learns of the word.
还有提到提摩太，就必须要提到他的外祖母和他的母亲。
If we speak of Timothy, then we must also speak of his grandmother and his mother.
因为在提摩太后书一章五节里面 提到那个他外祖母罗以和他母亲有尼基心里面那个信心。
And in chapter 1 verse 5 in 2 Timothy it speaks of his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice and how they lived in their faith.
我有时候跟我姐妹在那边开玩笑说，我如果说我还可以选择的话， 我希望我可以做妻子。
I said to my wife sometimes, if I had a choice, maybe I want to be the wife.
因为做妻子，在圣经中许多看到做妻子的姐妹们，她们在神的国度里面，神用着她们在教养儿女的事情上面做了非常大的改变，非常大的果效。
And we see in God's teaching that even in the Bible that those who are mothers have such a impact in teaching and helping the children.
所以 要谢谢在座的姐妹们，其实你们的辛苦，主耶稣都知道。
And I just want to thank all the wives and the women that how your hard work, the Lord knows of your hard work.
但是话说回来，其实在圣经里面很多很多的问题也都从姐妹出来。
But when you look at it another way, there are a lot of problems that's also brought forth by the sisters.
虽然是如此，如果我们在主里面的信心是在主耶稣基督身上的话， 相信主可以用着我们的姐妹成就他主国度里面的大事情。But
if our faith is in Christ, may the Lord use the sisters here to accomplish His will.
我想时间的关系，我必须提到最后的，就是保罗他曾经说，他说在提摩太后书四章七八节说。 那美好的仗已经打过了，当跑的路已经跑尽了。所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主到人那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。So
in the end, I want to bring up these two verses, chapter 4, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
其实你看，提摩太后书里面，比如说在一章十五节里面，他说：“凡在亚细亚的人都离弃我。”And
in chapter 1, verse 15, it says that everyone who's in Asia deserted me.
在四章十六节说：“我初次申诉，没有人前来帮助，竟都离弃我。”
In chapter 4, verse 16, it says, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me.
在人看来，好像他打的仗好像有点失败，因为没有人来帮助他，或者说许多的人离弃了他。And
to man, it seems as if his battle, his fight was a losing fight, because people deserted him, no one came to help him.
但是他有那个把握说有公义的冠冕为我存留。
But he is assured that there will be a crown of righteousness for him.
所以在属灵的征战里面，有时候我们不能用人的看法去看，人多代表得胜，或者说打赢了。We
cannot use a human perspective to look to evaluate a spiritual struggle because it doesn't matter. It's the more you have the people you have doesn't mean you will win.
我们的信心乃是抛在神那一边，神在掌管一切。For
our faith is cast into our Lord, and for He is in control of all.
当我在查圣经的时候，我看到一个地方，我好像其他地方还没有注意到，一个地方讲到人多的好处。And
in one place in the Bible, I don't remember where, but it speaks of the benefit of having a lot of people.
在提摩太后书四章十五节。In
2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15.
他说：“凡事都要为，都是为你们，好叫恩惠因人多越发加增，感谢格外显多，以致荣耀归给神。”15节。
You two should be on your guard against him because he's
第四章十五节，哥林多后书。Second
Corinthians. Second Corinthians. All this is for your benefit so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God.
神愿意万人得救，不愿意一个人沉沦。我们是应该人多。
For God wants all to be saved and not one to be lost, and so it is good that we should have more people.
如果说我们一直是这个样子，好像从来都没有增长，或者说没有成熟，那我们确实是有亏欠。
If we're always like this and we don't mature, then we're lacking.
但是人多并不是我们追求的一个目标。
But to have more people should not be the goal of our.
有一个目标。
There is one goal.
因为人多，恩惠越来越多，感谢越来越多，荣耀越来越多，归给神。
Because the more people there are, there's more grace, there's more thanksgiving, and there's more praise, and all this glory is given to God.
这是主所要的。
And this is what God wants.
他也应该得的。
And this is what he rightfully should receive.
但是在这世上，常常我们人所想的、所要的是相反的。
But oftentimes in this world, what man wants is the opposite.
我上个月看了一个，在报纸上看一个新闻。
Last month I saw this news in the paper.
一个教会做一个活动。
So there was an event of this church.
所以他介绍了讲员。
And introduced the speaker.
什么叫牧师。
And some pastor.
他为主传道，然后他没有讲，他讲说什么牧师，然后信众者。上千万，我觉得好像看错或者打错，应该是信众者上万，因为他是一个名誉人士，或者因为他是一个什么，所以这么多人相信，而且好像听起来相信他。
So he was a in his introduction he was a preacher and a pastor and basically said there's tens of thousands of people who came to the Lord through him, but the introduction made it sound like that as if people are believing having their faith in him.
这跟佛教在你看现在在报纸上面许多的广告也是佛教，他们也是有查经，也是有唱诗歌，也是有崇拜，也是有敬拜，但是会众是归给那个他们所相信的。
So, and if you look at the Buddhists and the papers, you also have gatherings, meetings, hymns, studying of the verses, but in the end, all that is given to who they believe in.
弟兄姐妹，我们的生活信心的锚要抛在基督耶稣身上。
So, brothers and sisters, our faith, the faith, the spirit of our faith needs to be cast into our Lord Jesus.
年轻的弟兄姐妹，您的信心锚要抛在基督耶稣身上。
And brothers and sisters, the younger brothers and sisters, you should cast your faith in our Lord Jesus.
因为这个世代越来越邪恶。
Because this world is becoming more wicked day by day.
我们我们年纪大一点的弟兄姐妹，信主久一点的弟兄姐妹，我们的信心要抛在耶稣基督的身上。
And for the older brothers and sisters, our faith needs to be in our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们常常丧失在我们自己的喜好里面。
Because oftentimes we're engrossed in our hobbies.
我们需要弟兄姐妹来互相的提醒，来帮助。
We need brothers and sisters to help us to encourage us.
我们在主耶稣，我们知道主耶稣他要来的日子近了。
We know his coming is soon.
没错，我们当主来接我们去的时候，我们欢喜无比。
When he comes and take us, we will be so full of joy.
但是那时候还是有一个审判的日子。
But that day there will still be a day of judgment.
我们每一位弟兄姐妹，我们要站在主面前。
For every one of us will still stand before him.
主要就是审判。我虽然我不喜欢这个字，听起来很难过，但是主要审判我们。
Although I don't like this word judgment, but that is the truth. There will be a day of judgment, and God will judge us.
主是那位公义的主。
And for He is a righteous God.
是的，他是那位慈爱、满有怜悯恩典的主。
And it is also true that He is a gracious God who is full of love and blessings.
但是他是那位公义的。
But He is also a righteous God.
他要照着我们所行的来审判我们。
And he will judge us according to what we have done.
所以有公义的冠冕在那里。
And that is why there will be a crown of righteousness.
赏赐给凡爱慕他所显现的人。
And given to those who longs for his appearing.
愿主有那么一天。
May the Lord in one day.
把那神公义的冠冕赏给我们在座的每一位弟兄姐妹。
May one day He give that crown of righteousness to every one of us who sits here.
让我们的感谢赞美在他面前更多把荣耀归给他。
so that our thanksgiving and praise will give more glory to Him. Because we fight the good fight of faith.
在身体, 在主的身体里面, 尽那个该有的功用,
and that we have our purpose in His body.
好吧,
let us bow our head for a word of prayer.
我们谢主真是恩待我们。
We thank the Lord for being so gracious to us.
主我们不是我们可以做得到的。
It is not something that we can accomplish.
主照你所应许的, 愿你的圣灵在里面帮助我们。
But it is by your promise and by the help of your Spirit.
洁净我们。
That to cleanse us.
主你祝福我们的每一位弟兄姐妹和朋友。
May you bless every one of our brothers and sisters and friends here.
主让我们进出 都有你主你自己的同在和恩典的教训。
And may you be with us and may your blessing be with us whether we come in or leave.
求你的话语多多的赏给我们。
May your word be poured upon us.
给我们一个谦卑受教的心。
May you give us a humble and a teachable heart.
我们一起爱慕主你自己的再来。
We love you and we look forward to your coming.
我们谢谢主靠主耶稣基督圣。
In our Lord Jesus' holy name we pray.
Amen.